And now, from approximately coast to coast, Blue Tagger, the only fireworks company with the space-age know-how to put your child on the moon, presents Classic Bob and Ray. Hi, this is Bob Elliott. In the spring of 1954, Ray and I were broadcasting on WINS radio in New York. At the same time, Senator Joseph McCarthy was on television conducting his infamous hearings on alleged communist influence in the Army.
Mr. Chairman, may I suggest, I'm getting awfully sick of sitting down here at the end of the table and having whoever wants to interrupt in the middle of a sentence. Now, Mr. Welch made a statement. I raised a point of order that it was not a proper point of order that he raised. And when Mr. Welch, under the guise of a point of order, said this was a group picture, I suggest that the chair make the record clear that Mr. Welch was not speaking the truth.
Well, after listening to McCarthy, Ray worked up an imitation of the senator's voice.
I think when you have a buffoon such as Dutour,
Mr. Chairman,
going about the country, erecting skyscrapers without any knowledge... He's endangering.
Mr. Chairman,
not only himself, but those who move into the building.
All right, order. Your time is up, Commissioner Carstairs. I'm sorry, your 5 minutes is up.
It was so convincing, we decided to conduct our own hearings in the context of one of our soap opera parodies. And here are those original broadcasts from 1954, introduced as always by Word Carr.
Next, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. Now, for the many fans who wait for her on the radio, we present once again the interesting story, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. The story of a young girl from a deserted mining town out west who comes to New York to try to find romance and security as the wife of handsome Harry Backstage, Broadway star, and what it means to be the wife of the idol of a million other women. It's a few hours after the closing of the sixth day of Harry's hearing into Zoning Commissioner Carstairs' charges that he tear down his new 16-story home. And on the 14th floor, as Harry, Mary, Pop-Beloved stage doorman, and Calvin Hoogevin, their next-door neighbor, sit talking over the day's hearing,
seems so difficult to make sense, and the questions that they asked didn't seem to have any bearing.
That's right, Mary. I was way off the track all through the hearing today.
I couldn't watch very good. My hand was caught in the door again.
Another day, Calvin? That's ridiculous that you...
Stood there for almost 5 hours with my hand caught in the door.
I do think your attorney, Roland Surrogate, is doing a good job, though, Harry.
I could hardly think of what anyone was saying. I was thinking of my hand, and I wanted to open the door. They said anybody who opens the door will be in trouble.
Well, I think they'd let you take your hand out of the door, Calvin. That certainly is an emergency and one
well,
that...
Well, I wasn't going to find out, boy.
He seems to be asking all the right questions, Harry.
I don't know what Calvin? The doctor said.
No, Attorney Surrogate.
Doctor said that 3 or 4 stitches will sort it up.
You need to go to the doctor, Calvin, for that?
Oh, yes. I'm very weak. I was in shock.
Well, that's certainly rather an unhappy sidelight to the excitement we've had at City Hall.
Well, I didn't know that you had your hand caught in the door at all.
How much longer do you think the hearing's going to go on, Harry? Well, I don't know. We may be
about 3 weeks. I'll have to rest with this.
Wind up tomorrow if we...
Probably can. Have to have it elevated, and I don't know how to do that.
It'll be good if we get Mr. Carstairs on the stand.
Did you ever have your hand elevated?
Yes.
Then up and down the elevator.
You did, Harry? Did what?
What, your hand elevated?
No. I thought you meant Commissioner Carstairs and Attorney Surrogate. No.
Oh, Commissioner who?
Carstairs.
Oh, yeah.
Zoning Commissioner. He'll be on the stand tomorrow, and if Roland Surrogate has his way, he'll tie him all up in knots. I, for one, hope he does.
I'm going to call the chairman. I think maybe I can shed some light on this whole situation.
You are going to call the chairman, Mary? Chairman Harlan Mush?
I'm going to call him and tell him that I want to testify.
I wonder if that's a good idea, though, Mary.
What, to elevate the hand? Well, I don't know. The doctor said that...
No, he means to call Chairman Mush. Mary, do you have... some inside information that you want to tell to the selectmen?
All I know is the truth, Harry. And you can't get into trouble when you tell the truth.
Barry's right, Harry.
Listen and obey.
If I were her, I'd call Chairman Bush.
You may command someday.
Well, that's a good idea, but maybe you should tell me before you tell Chairman Mush. After all, I'd like to know what's going to be brought out at the hearing.
All right, Harry. Would you step into the library?
Yes.
I'll tell you.
Of course.
So Mary decides to ask Chairman Mush to put her on the stand. What news does she have that will bear on the fight between Harry and Zoning Commissioner Carstairs? Be sure and listen tomorrow when we hear Mary say...
And that is the truth, committee. I don't care who hangs.
That's tomorrow in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. Next, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. Now, for the many fans who wait for her on the radio, we present once again the interesting story, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. The story of a young girl from a deserted mining town out west who comes to New York to try to find romance and security as the wife of handsome Harry Backstage, Broadway star, and what it means to be the wife of the idol of a million other women. Yesterday, the Backstage's next-door neighbor, Calvin Hoogevin, disclosed that he had a book of old zoning regulations in Skunk Haven, which he believed gave Harry the right to build the house where he did. And so it's back to the raucous room of the Skunk Haven Board of Selectmen we go this morning, as Harry's attorney, Roland Surrogate, seeks to get Calvin Hoogevin on the stand. We hear you.
I think when you have a buffoon such as Detour...
Mr. Chairman.
...going about the country...
They'll be ordered.
...erecting skyscrapers without any knowledge... Then he's endangering.
Mr. Chairman, I would
endangering
like
not only himself, but those who move into the building.
All right, order. Your time is up, Commissioner Carstairs. I'm sorry, your 5 minutes is up, and now we'll turn to Attorney Surrogate, and I'm sure he has something to introduce or to say.
I do, Mr. Chairman, and I thank you for this opportunity. As I have said many times before, I'm just a simple showbiz.
Oh, no, don't be cute. Don't be cute.
Attorney Surrogate has the floor.
Why can't he say it?
I assure you I'm not trying to be cute. Would I stoop so low as to try and fool someone as wise as you, Commissioner Carstairs?
Oh, don't pull it on me. I don't like that sarcasm.
I have very important information, and I would like to call Calvin Hoogevin to the witness chair.
Who?
All right, the chair feels that's a legitimate request. Order. Is Calvin Hoogevin in the raucous room this
morning? Yes.
Will you take the stand, please, sir? Tell us your full name.
Calvin Hoogevin.
And now we'll turn the examination over to our impartial referee, our dog catcher friend, Roy Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mush. You tell us your full name, please, sir.
Calvin Hoogevin.
And as I understand it, Mr. Hoogevin, you have been asked to bring a certain document, a publication, a book, if you will, to the ruckus room this morning, which you believe has some bearing on the question at hand. Is that correct?
That's right, sir.
Will you introduce it, please, as evidence?
Well, I'd like you to meet the book. The book I'd like you to meet.
Chair will accept the book.
I'd like you to meet the...
Turn it over to the...
Chairman Mars.
I'll give it in turn to Commissioner Carstairs, since he is the head of the zoning department.
Chairman, I object to Commissioner Carstairs receiving the evidence...
What?
...at this time.
Well, the chair feels that he is still the zoning commissioner and therefore has the right to see whatever this document is if it concerns zoning.
I'm sure that if Mr. Surrogate had his way, I would get no information.
I feel that this does fall to Commissioner Carstairs. After all, he is still the acting zoning commissioner and is not on trial in any way here.
All right, then, Commissioner Carstairs, you may question Mr. Hoogevin or whomever you please.
Mr. Hoogevin, where do you live?
Oh, I live in Frankhaven.
The chair feels that we're becoming a little irrelevant here because...
I live right beside the New Sky Square book.
We've established that Mr. Hoogevin is the resident of Skunkhaven.
All right, let me finish. Mr. Hoogevin, did you have an opportunity to read the regulations,
Mr. Chairman, may I say, please, that I have not had time to look, with all of my other voluminous duties, to look at this publication which Mr.
Well, I didn't ask you if you'd read it. I'm asking the man on the stand.
Attorney Surrogate merely wanted to
read
that
assume,
into the record.
I assume a good attorney would have read it. I didn't ask
what
you.
Are you in the raucous room, or we'll have to force some of you to...
I'm asking you again. Mr. Hoogevin, have you ever read this book?
You can answer the question yes or no.
Yes, I did.
The answer is yes.
I brought it over here to present it. I discovered.
Wait.
Mr. Chairman, I
don't care what you discovered.
Mr. Chairman, maybe it would be expeditious if Commissioner Carstairs would simply read the title of the book so that is in the record, too. The
chair feels that's a legitimate request. If you'll comply,
Commissioner. All right, You've broken my punchline here. I'll tell you what happened. I was going to ask him if he had read these regulations and why they would apply. And now, in answer to your...
The chair apologizes for having...
No, it's all right.
...interrupted at that particular point.
It's all right. It's just this. I will read the title, and then I'd like this Hoogevin buffoon to leave. The title of this book, Zoning Regulations of Elizabethtown, Kentucky.
And so it would seem that Calvin Hoogevin has indeed thrown a bombshell into the hearing and possibly not helped Harry's case by introducing the zoning laws of Elizabethtown, Kentucky. Calvin may have weakened Harry's fight to keep his house. Be sure and listen tomorrow when we'll hear Commissioner Carstairs say...
I think in view of what's gone on, I think we can stop the hearing now and again demand that building be torn down.
Next, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. For the many fans who wait for her on the radio, we present once again the interesting story, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. The story of a young girl from a deserted mining town out west who comes to New York to try to find romance and security as the wife of handsome Harry Backstage, Broadway star. What it means to be the wife of the idol of a million other women. Yesterday, at the hearing in the raucous room of the Skunkhaven Board of Selectmen, into Zoning Commissioner Carstairs' order that Harry tear down his new 16-story home, the commissioner proved that the zoning regulation book introduced by Calvin Hoogevin was, in reality, the zoning regulations of Elizabethtown, Kentucky, not Skunkhaven. And as a murmur of excitement filled the room, Commissioner Carstairs continued his questioning.
I think it's only right that in view of the presentation here of fraudulent evidence, well, I think, Mr. Chairman, it would only be fair now that if you just said that this hearing is over.
Well, the chair feels that we can't simply conclude the hearing in this fashion. However,
well,
we will.
This man Hoogevin here presented obviously phony evidence here.
Mr. Chairman, may I have the floor for just a minute?
Chair recognizes Attorney Surrogate for Harry Backstage.
I would like to simply say that I I was wrong in introducing...
I'll say you were.
...or in having Mr. Hoogevin introduced.
I don't know what kind of an attorney it is that would permit this sort of evidence to be presented here.
As I stated yesterday, I had no time to read this evidence before it was submitted, and obviously it is not
going
to
help
Harry's cause.
You had no time at all to present any case at all.
I would suggest Mr. Hoogevin step down and let the questioning continue.
I think...
that's a very good suggestion, unless you have further questions.
Don't you think we should warn Hoogevin that... But probably there'll be some action taken here in his case.
Well, that, of course, is not for us to decide.
Why?
And the chair
why
at this point, thanks, Mr.
Come on out and fight.
For being a very good witness, and you may leave the witness chair, Mr. Hoogevin.
I think we will
Mr. Chairman, as impartial referee, I would like to call back to the witness chair at this time the central figure, the man who probably can wind this whole thing up with the right answers, and that is Mr. Baxter.
All right, if there are no objections, then we will hear... We'll call Mr. Backstage once again to the witness chair. Harry?
Okay, is it my turn?
You have 5 minutes, Commissioner Carstairs.
I wonder now if you'd care to tell us, Backstage, how many plays on Broadway in which you appeared...
May I speak to my attorney for just a moment?
Oh, don't you know? I mean, what kind of an actor is it that doesn't know how many shows he's appeared in?
I have the answer, Mr. Carstairs. 16.
You've appeared in 16 shows. That's been over a period of how many years?
The last 12 years.
12 years. I wonder, could you tell us now how many plays were successful? Or maybe the answer I want, let's put it this way. Scratch that, please. How many flops have you appeared in?
Well, it's rather difficult to answer. How to speak to? It depends on whether you go by the critics or by my own views or the general public.
The public.
Just what do you want?
I just want to know how many flops. How many flops were? Let's put them this way. How many were financial flops?
Out of the 16, I'd say probably 12.
Well, I don't think then that
Mr.
you're
Chairman,
listing your occupation
object
as an actor is an accurate description.
I
think you're
to
a court jester.
A personal privilege,
I think
Mr.
You're nothing,
Chairman.
Nothing but a court jester.
Chair will recognize Attorney Surrogate for just a moment. He evidently has something to add.
I would just like to object to the line of questioning. I don't think that Harry's past theatrical history has any bearing on whether or not he should have built this 16-story home.
Well, why then does he list his occupation as actor? How can he be an actor?
Well,
he's
obviously is an actor, Commissioner Carstairs.
Flop actor.
I think we'd better move to another line of questioning if you...
Is your car paid for?
I'll speak to my attorney for just a moment.
I can tell you right now, it is not. It is not paid for.
And so Commissioner Carstairs tries another line of attack, and this possibly another bombshell in the hearing. Be sure and listen tomorrow when an exciting and interesting piece of evidence is introduced, and we hear Commissioner Carstairs say,
"Right here, I have all the names that signed the petition blown up so that the members of the audience can see them. And they're all frauds."
That's tomorrow in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage, Noble Wife.
So visit one of the Howard stores throughout Greater New York and New Jersey. Most of them are open evenings, and you can see your telephone book for the exact address of the Howard store nearest you. The time now is 4 minutes after 7:04.
Next, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. For the many fans who wait for her on the radio, we present once again the interesting story, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. The story of a young girl from a deserted mining town out west who comes to New York to try to find romance and security as the wife of handsome Harry Backstage, Broadway star, and what it means to be the wife of the idol of a million other women. It's a few minutes before the opening of the Friday afternoon session in the raucous room of Skunk Haven's town hall where the hearing between Harry and Zoning Commissioner Carstairs over Harry's 16-story skyscraper home is in its eighth day. And outside in the hallway, announcer Larry Lovebrandt interviews some of the participants in the hearing for his fans of WINS-TV.
I see that Harry backstage is standing over. Harry, I wonder if we could talk with you for just a moment.
Yes, hello, Larry.
Just turn, face the WINS-TV camera here, Harry.
Certainly.
Tell us, how many more days do you think that the hearings will drag on now?
Well, I don't know, Larry, but I certainly am willing to stay here as long as it will take if I can come out the victor and keep the house where it is. I don't want to tear
it. What do you
out.
Think? I mean, what are your opinions right now?
I'd rather not say, Larry, but I'm happy with things in general.
I wonder if you'd care to comment on the evidence that Hoogeveen admitted the other
I'd rather
day.
Let my attorney, Mr. Surrogate, here speak.
Do you have any
me.
Opinions, Harry, as regarding the blow-ups of the petition that Commissioner Carstairs brought in yesterday?
Can't be anything to that, Larry, and I'm sure that we'll be able to take care of that. I don't want to say anything more about it at this time.
What are you planning when the hearings end? A long vacation, I suppose, Harry?
Yes. There is some talk about me returning to Broadway in a new play in October, and I'll probably have to go into rehearsals. Well, I hope it won't be this time, Larry.
That was brought out. What were your reactions to that being brought out?
I thought it was a rather unfair question on Commissioner Carstairs' part.
Of the 16 plays and shows in which you participated, 12 were financial flops.
Well, you see, it had nothing to do with my building a 16-story home in the first place. It was completely irrelevant.
No, but it did bring out the fact that you're not too responsible a person.
Well, I'm afraid we'll have to let that up to the public, Larry.
To quote several of the editorials...
I see my wife, Mary. Would you excuse me? I've got to go over and speak with her.
Certainly.
Maybe Mr. Surrogate will speak.
That was the irresponsible Harry backstage, who is the Broadway star and, of course, one of the principals in the hearing. He's talking with his wife. I wonder if I could speak with you, Mr. Surrogate.
I'd be very happy to speak to you, Mr. Lovebrandt.
Surrogate, of course, is familiar to all you viewers. He's Harry Backstage's attorney here at the hearings. Well, tell us, how long do you think the hearings will last?
I can't see that this circus, to use Commissioner Carstairs' word, can go on much longer. I wouldn't be surprised if we could wind up by Monday or Tuesday. Wednesday at the latest next week.
That's certainly encouraging because we back at WINS-TV are being a little pushed now to get some of our commercials in. This has cost us a considerable penny to present these hearings. I wonder if you would care to comment on the evidence presented by Calvin Hoogeveen, the zoning regulations of Elizabethtown,
well,
Kentucky.
As I stated in the raucous room, Larry, I didn't have time to read over what it was that he... I merely knew that he wanted to introduce something which he thought would help Harry, and I said, go ahead, any little thing can help. I hadn't read it. I didn't know that they were the zoning regulations of Elizabethtown, Kentucky, instead of Skunk Haven. Obviously, they weren't of any value to Harry and may have lowered his position a little bit.
Oh, I'd say definitely.
It was a completely stupid thing for Mr. Hoogeveen to do.
And I think it was stupid of you, don't you, not to have looked at it?
I'll have to admit that I should have looked at it, yes.
And, of course, representing irresponsible Harry Backstage is a challenge to any attorney I know. But I see now that Commissioner Mush is banging the gavel on the table.
Thank you for this opportunity, Larry.
Thank you, and
lots of luck. Go inside now.
Lots of luck to you, sir.
Buddy, in the caucus room.
Now you can
visitors
hear.
Visitors are reminded once again that there will be no manifestation of approval or disapproval.
To order,
but
so now we'll return you to the raucous room.
You'll be escorted from the room or kicked out by the uniformed guards who are seated among you, every other seat.
All right, one moment.
Now, as we're in order now, we're in session. Mr. Backstage is on the stand.
One moment.
And Commissioner Carstairs, you have something to say, I believe.
I just don't know. I don't know if it's right during every one of these recesses. This love breath character goes on the air, and I notice that he presents just backstage, just a surrogate.
Well, the chair...
Not once has he asked me to appear.
The chair feels
I think they're playing to the TV audience.
Mr. Lovebreath
I don't like
has
it.
Been impartial in his interview.
Don't give me that.
And while he has interviewed backstage sign and Mr. Backstage's attorney, taken the stand of the entire Board of Selectmen and of our zoning commissioner, and that is that Harry is in the wrong. However, this is impartial, and we will continue now.
Don't give me that.
You have 5 minutes, and I believe you had some evidence that you wanted to...
I just wanted to point out here these blow-ups, these photostatic blow-ups I have.
May we see the... much talked about blow-ups and find out just
You'll see them. Don't you worry. You're going to see them. You'll see them all day.
Do you have them with you, Commissioner Carter?
I have them right here.
Someone, one of the attendants, stand them up there in the hall, in the corner, where they can
They're
be seen.
Very large. They're 18 feet by 32 feet. I'm sure that everyone can see them.
I think we can all see them. Now, just what is the point you want to
make? I'm trying to bring out, just look at those names. There's Jacques Berrivan.
Yes, the chair sees the name of Jacques Berrivan.
Jack Barnes.
Jack Barnes.
Robert Leader. Robert Smith. All these names I've checked. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to point out here that they're not residents of Skunk Haven. They're all from the next town.
You mean to say that none of the names on Harry's petition are residents of Skunk Haven?
Indeed not. I accuse Backstage and his attorney now of gross fraud.
And so Zoning Commissioner Carstairs has really thrown a bombshell into the hearing in Skunk Haven. And if his accusation is true, Harry's case seems pretty well lost. We'll learn more of the activities in Skunk Haven on Monday when we'll hear Mary say...
I'm sorry, Harry. They've decided that we must tear down the building.
That's Monday in the next exciting episode of Mary Backstage, Noble Wife.
Well, that's about all the time we have today. Classic Bob and Ray was written and performed by Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. Additional material by Tom Cook, Lars Hoel, and Oleo Leahy. Classic Bob and Ray was developed for the Radio Foundation by our executive producer, Larry Josephson. Lars Hoel is our program producer, engineering by Jerry LaRosa, Bill O'Neill, and Manoli Wetherell.
Now, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumbs.
This program was independently produced and distributed by the Radio Foundation. This is the Radio Art Radio Network.